Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Roving with the Arts here on KSJE in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and today I'm into the third part of a rather long-parted series of local favorites, where I've chosen about 20 different musicians of different venues and genres here in the Farmington area who come in and tell us a little bit about themselves and the music they can call their favorites. Today we've have the great pleasure of having Hoyle Osborne in the studio. Hoyle, many of you know his name as a wonderful ragtime piano player all over the country for sure, and also a great composer and arranger that I have real personal knowledge about from various things that he's written that I've been involved in. So first of all, welcome, Hoyle.
Hey, it's great to be here.
We're distancing ourselves here in the studio as best we can during this crazy time. I've asked each of the people involved in this project about 10 of the same questions, and the first one is always, how long have you been playing your instrument? So, Hoyle, so far, you're the winner.
What? Oh, is that right? That's because I'm the oldest.
No, maybe you began the earliest.
No, I doubt that.
You said nine.
I was 9 years old when I started piano. I had actually taught myself flutophone from a book when I was six, but started piano when I was nine, so it's been 63 years.
Well, you're among the most mature, shall we say that? The second question I've asked everyone is, what memorable performing experience has come to mind over the last 10 years of your performing career?
Well, I've done so many different things. And in recent years, Jane and I have cut back on our efforts to line up work. And so we do what comes to us easily. And there have been great things like the Santa Fe Traditional Music Festival and just all sorts of wonderful performances. In different combinations, I remember that July 4th I did with you last year with the brass ensemble.
One of the things I was
referring to. With the brass
ensemble.
Yeah. And I loved one that I did with Keith Cochran here at the end of the time that I was part of the music department at San Juan College. I put together a concert of the chamber music that John Lewis had written for his group, the Modern Jazz Quartet, to play with the string quintet. And I tell you, the viola player from the string quintet keeps asking me, when are we going to do that again? He said, that's the most fun I've ever had.
There you go. Those are memorable.
Yeah.
For sure. One of the pieces that you've mentioned that you want to start the program off is Panama. Can you tell us a little bit about Panama?
Well, I just love this tune. Let's see. It was written, I had the information right in front of me. Will H. Tyers wrote this in 1913. And it has lived on straight through the years, being played by Dixieland bands mainly. And they play it faster than I do. But it's got this perfect balance between ragtime and Latin music. And it's like right at the heart of all the music that I love the most in the world.
Well, I can't imagine starting off with a different piece of music then. So let's hear Panama.
Thank you.
We just heard Hoyle's favorite piece, Panama, and he's going to tell you why.
Well, I'd already told you why, because it's so much at the heart of what we do. I just wanted to tell you who was playing with me. Those are our San Francisco Bay Area folk music pals, and Susie Thompson was playing violin on that. And we recorded that on an album I call, we call Never No More Blues. It's got a bunch of blues and old-time country songs on it.
Oh, that's great. One of the other tunes that you mentioned, you do the pronunciation for me.
This next one, this Soldaditos de Madera?
Yeah.
It's The Parade of the Wooden Soldiers by Leon Yessel, a German operetta composer, wrote it in 1922. It's really ragtimey. And one of my favorite albums as a kid, my dad had all sorts of interesting music in his record collection, and we had gorgeous hi-fi gear because that was his hobby, and so he had this on a mariachi album, and this is that very recording that we had back when I was 6 years old, something like that, and it's the Mariachi Mexico de Pepe Villa.
This program is going to be so much fun to do because there's stuff I've never heard of before, and the styles I recognize, but you know, when you mention the names and the people in it and stuff, it's fascinating. So let's go with, once again,
The Soldaditos de Madera.
Here we go. Just heard Soldaditos de Madera, one of Hoyle Osborne's favorite tunes. Tell me a little bit about, you mentioned the Pulcinella Suite by Stravinsky, which is so far removed from all of these other ones. I'm curious how that came into your life.
As I said, my father had all sorts of music in the record collection. And he liked Stravinsky. He liked a lot of 20th century orchestral music. And he listened to a lot of orchestral music. And I, especially because of Fantasia and The Rite of Spring, I tuned into Stravinsky as a little child. And I've just loved this piece of music, Pulcinella. It's Stravinsky in his, what do you call that, neo-Baroque mode.
Right. And small groups where they needed just a few musicians to pull some of this stuff off.
Well, isn't this an orchestra? But anyway, it's got this, it's built on Renaissance music, and so it has a kind of old-fashioned flavor and something that has always appealed to me.
Yeah, great. Interesting that I've played this piece while we lived in Norway. There's only one trumpet in this particular orchestration, and it's a fantastic trumpet part, and almost every time you audition for an orchestral position, they ask you to play this little solo.
Ah, okay.
You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and we're roving at the arts today, and my guest in the studio is Hoyle Osborne, who lives in Aztec right now. We just heard an excerpt from a much larger work by Igor Stravinsky titled Pulcinella, and Hoyle is now going to tell us, we're going to hear another piece. Under Paris Skies, is that the title?
Yes, it is.
Under Paris Skies.
Yeah, Sous le Ciel de Paris. And this is from a record I was just crazy about as elementary school age. And it was called I Love Paris by the French composer and conductor Michel Legrand. And he recorded it. The entire 20-minute side had like 8 selections, but he recorded them in a solid single take. So it just went from one song to another. So you'll hear there's kind of an awkward cutoff at the end of this tune. But there's wonderful saloon-type music from Paris, and I just love that. Played it over and over again.
Speaking of saloons, right up in Durango.
Exactly, yeah, I know. I mean, that's the thing. I can identify my roots.
That's great. By the way, this is a program I'm calling Local Favorites, and as I mentioned, Hoyle Osborne is our favorite today. So let's listen to Under Paris Skies.
Thank you.
We just heard Under Paris Skies, lots of tunes in there, or melodies that many of you will recognize, I'm sure. I'm sitting here with Hoyle Osborne, and these are tunes that he grew up with, I would say. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. I was exposed to lots of interesting music.
And if you've ever had the opportunity to hear Hoyle, either up at the Diamond Bell Saloon in Durango or here in town, you can see where his feelings come from when you know this background. It's great stuff. Gollywog's Cakewalk. What's the deal here?
Okay. Well, we're going to listen to an old recording, a 1930s recording, by a pianist named Ezra Rocklin. And Ezra was a family friend. He was a touring concert pianist, a protege of Rachmaninoff.
Right in Austin.
who toured Europe until 1937, when, because he was Jewish, he came back to America and took this job with the Austin Symphony. And my dad was involved with the symphony board, that sort of thing, did recordings for them. And so Ezra was at the house at times, and I always went to his children's concerts. He was also a protege of the conductor Leopold Stokowski, who originated the whole idea of children's concerts. So Ezra gave these great children's concerts, and thousands of kids would bus in from the elementary schools in Austin. And so I got introduced to Till Eulenspiegel and 100 tunes, 100 great pieces of music while I was in elementary school. So here he is playing one of the tunes that I played as a student musician and still love to play. It's one of Debussy's explorations of ragtime, and it's called Gollywog's Cakewalk.
Brassworks 4, we had our own arrangement of Gollywog's Cakewalk too, and Scott Ramsey would always do the introduction. And it was hilarious, comical, and just great. So let's hear Debussy's Gollywog's Cakewalk.
Thank you.
We just heard the famous Debussy Gollywog's Cakewalk. There's a little ragtime in that, isn't there?
You betcha.
Yeah, right. As I mentioned earlier, and I'll keep mentioning it, we have Hoyle Osborne in the studio today, one of our local favorites, telling us about his favorites, and I hope you're enjoying the program. Next up is what?
Oh, well, I was going to play, you asked about my desert island music.
Well, also your instrument, right?
About the instruments.
Right. I asked everybody what was their favorite second instrument, if it wasn't the one that they were currently playing. Or doing. And Hoyle chose?
Guitar. And actually, these days, I'm practicing guitar every day because I just got this incredible instrument. It's a small guitar called a requinto, tuned up a fourth higher. And mine was made by the Albuquerque craftsman, the Pimentel and Sons. So I took up guitar. I took up piano when I was 9, guitar when I was, second was trombone, then recorder, then guitar. And I've kept on learning instruments to one degree or another all of my life, just the way band directors do, even though I've never been a band director. And this next tune, though, I actually did learn it, I never could properly play it, on the guitar, because there's a famous recording by the folk blues musician Dave Van Ronk. And so I tried my best to learn to play this tune like Dave Van Ronk. And then I thought, gee, it's a whole lot easier if I just do it on the piano.
Or if you play it just like Hoyle Osborne.
Yeah. And so this is with my Berkeley friends again, and off of our recording, Panazon. Off of our recording, Never No More Blues.
Great. Here we go with St. Louis Tickle. Thank you. We just heard the St. Louis Tickle featuring our guest today, my guest, Hoyle Osborne. Now, one of the questions I asked everybody was, if you were stranded, I guess for life, I don't really know the answer to why I asked that question, but it's one of those cliches, you know. And you only could take three pieces of music with you, and how you would get it there, and who was going to, all those things don't matter.
Yeah.
And you chose Pretorius of all. Tell people a little about Pretorius.
Well, there's Michael Pretorius, German composer, at the end of the Renaissance years or the beginning of the Baroque, so 1685, I guess, compiled this huge collection, 500 dance tunes, and called it Terpsichore for the Muse of the Dance. And they're just wonderful tunes. This recording I discovered when it was new, about 1966, 67. And it's called Collegium Terpsichore. It was basically a band put together to make the recording. But I was a recorder player. Say, I took up recorder, got serious about it, played with the Austin Recorder Society, wrote arrangements for them. And so that's something that I've been involved with, this kind of Renaissance music, all of my life.
That's a great intro. And as I mentioned early in the program, this may be one of the most eclectic samples of music from favorite, local favorites that we're going to ever hear. And I'm really thrilled to have Hoyle. I'm learning more about him in the last hour than all the years I've known him here in Farmington. All right, let's hear Pretorius.
Thank you.
We just heard music by Praetorius from quite a long time ago, 400 years perhaps.
Yeah, something like that.
Isn't music great that way, that we today are able to hear music as it was performed, or close to it?
Well, the best that we can do.
Yeah,
it's all guesswork when it comes to playing 300 and 400-year-old music.
And there are societies that focus on trying to play with the same exact instruments and in the style of.
Mm-hmm.
And,
absolutely.
And it's a fascinating.
I love that whole scene.
We're lucky that we're musicians, you know.
Uh-huh.
It's great. It's a great mystery.
Yeah.
Up next is some music by J.S. Bach. Take us there, please, Hoyle.
Well, when I was 16, my dad had met a composer who was in kind of a funk. He was depressed, and so he wasn't working at his music. He was selling equipment at the High Fidelity store that was sort of my dad's social club. And so my father had the inspiration to ask him to teach me. And it worked out great. It was a whole lot more than piano lessons. He gave me the whole grounding in music theory and a start on composition. And his name was John Barnes Chance. And he died young. A couple of his pieces for wind bands are very, very famous. And we're going to get to one of those. But first, I was thinking about all the music that Barney and I managed to delve into. And we did the Beethoven Pathetique Sonatas. We did a bunch of Debussy and Ravel, Kabalevsky, and Bach. Spent real time on Bach. And man, those first fugues were really, really, really hard. But I've grown to just adore the music, and I consider it all based on having that wonderful teacher when I was 16 years old.
Did you do the two-part inventions?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes, I did indeed. Yeah.
I'm right now working on those with another trumpet player. So.
Okay. They're kind of rangy for trumpet.
Trumpet and euphonium work perfectly.
Okay.
The left hand is a euphonium, you know, and so.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
So, let's hear a little Bach.
And so this tune, this is piano with orchestra, one of Bach's keyboard concertos, the slow movement, the Andante, and it's played here by Murray Parahia. Thank you.
a little Bach from BWV 1056, not played today by Hoyle Osborne, but played by him a lifetime ago. So you were mentioning this gentleman that you helped you with your composition, but a man named Mr.
John Barnes. Chance. Yes, John Barnes Chance. Yeah, halfway through the year that I was studying with Bernie, he got a call from a friend saying, hey, I'm on the committee for the Bandmasters Association Composition Contest. You got anything new? And, well, it happened that he had started on a piece before he got depressed and discouraged. And so he opened up his trunk, went to work on that music. And a piece of every one of my lessons that spring was Barney showing me his progress on this composition.
Oh, great. Yeah.
So here was an accomplished composer just laying out his process for me.
How old were you then?
16.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, as it happened, the piece won the contest and has become a standard for concert bands ever since. And at that point, it had been recorded for the contest purposes by the Marine Band, but had not yet been played in public. So I was student conductor of my high school band, and my debut as a conductor was the world premiere of John Barnes Chance's Variations on a Korean Folk Song.
Wow. And that's what we're going to hear now.
Yes.
Performed by... Who's playing this?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, this is a U.S. Army band playing this one.
Here we go. Was it a particularly important piece of music for military bands?
No, I wouldn't think so. But, of course, Barney had been in a military band in Korea during the war, and that's how he knew this song.
Gotcha. Okay, let's hear it.
Thank you.
You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and we're roving with the arts. And in particular, we're roving with Hoyle Osborne in a series of programs I call Local Favorites. And Hoyle has always been one of my favorites. And when I was in a group called Brassworks 4, and Hoyle actually wrote quite a bit of music for us in one time or another. Down by the Riverside was
That's right.
A really great arrangement we did with a choir, a Methodist church choir, and another one called Hesperus Waltz that Hoyle, he can maybe tell you about that. He was isolated in a cabin somewhere, and he was
on Mount Hesperus, up here in the National Forest.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, he wrote this other piece called, what's it called?
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory. And this is written specifically for brass quartet, two cornets, one euphonium, and one trombone. So let's hear Hoyle's...
Plus my piano, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, excuse me. How could I forget?
Okay.
That's why Hoyle is here. So this is on a CD that we produced for Brassworks 4, but it's a beautiful little tune. It's raggy in sorts. In
yes, indeed.
Place. Yeah. Morning Glory by Hoyle Osborne. Thank you. Hoyle Osborne's own composition called
Morning Glory.
Morning Glory for brass quartet and piano. What's next, Hoyle? We have some old-fashioned Love and If I Could Be With You. Where's that all come from?
Okay, played by the incredible Ubi Blake, who his career started back in the ragtime era, 1914, something like that. And Jane and I actually got to hear him in concert in New York City along about 1980, when he was about 90 years old. And this record is called The 86 Years of Ubi Blake. When I was in college, doing college radio, I was programming the folk music, and my buddy who programmed the jazz music came to me one day and said, "We got this album in. It doesn't fit in with our Miles Davis and John Coltrane programming, but I think you need to hear this." And he could not have been more right. He turned out to be a record producer. Mm-hmm. So he knew how to guide a musician. Mm-hmm. And this is the record that really inspired me to get serious about playing ragtime and early jazz. So here's Ubi Blake, 86 years old, playing three famous songs by James P. Johnson.
Thank you. best I could do, Jimmy. Thank you for writing.
You're listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico. My name is Mick Hess, and we're roving with the arts. And unfortunately, we're coming close to the end of this show. Really, it's been an experience for me, Hoyle, that I'm going to remember a long time. It's been a great chance for me to learn a little bit more about you and the music that's influenced your life. And the amazing, and it's not so amazing, but when I listen to your own recordings, how I hear this older music in your compositions, which is... It's fascinating.
Okay, yeah.
It's great,
I feel like a tradition bearer, as we say in folk music.
I can really hear that now more than I did before. So, yeah. We just heard some music by
UB Blake.
Yeah. Playing. Was it him playing?
UB Blake was playing tunes by James P. Johnson.
There we go.
Which is what sort of got me started into ragtime and old jazz, and. I wanted to slip in just a little taste of another wonderful pianist who inspires me in a whole different way from UB. His name was John Lewis, and he actually grew up in Albuquerque, graduated Albuquerque High and the University of New Mexico, and then had this incredible career as a world-famous jazz musician and composer. And so here he is, one of those pieces for the Modern Jazz Quartet, his own group, plus a chamber symphony. And it's called Three Windows.
We're going to hear one of those windows, right?
Yeah, just a little piece, just a taste of it.
Okay, here we go. Three Windows, minus two. Tell me just what you said, Hoyle.
That was John Lewis in his J.S. Bach mode, where it's full of counterpoint. And that's one of the wonderful things, made me resonate with John Lewis's music so much.
Yeah. Interesting that the jazz quartet can at times sound like Bach, isn't it?
You know,
just wonderful. Yeah. Well, we have reached the end, and we're going to play one of Hoyle's own tunes. With him playing. Tell us where this came from and a little bit of the background to Enchantment.
Okay. Well, Mick, I want to thank you for having me on. This has just been great, dredging up all these memories. My tune is called Enchantment. I recorded on the album called Panazon with a couple of wonderful musicians in Albuquerque. And I actually don't exactly remember the motivation for writing this one. But it is on that overlapping point between ragtime and Latin music. In this case, the Latin music sometimes sounds like tango, sometimes even sounds like bossa nova. And I got these musicians in Albuquerque who could really understand exactly what I was driving at. And I call it Enchantment, a New Mexican Serenade. It's long and slow and spacious.
Well, we just happen to have exactly enough time for it to be slow enough.
Okay, good enough. Thank you.
And there we have it for today, folks. We just heard Hoyle Osborne playing his own composition titled Enchantment. You've been listening to KSJE here in Farmington, New Mexico, your cultural beacon for the Four Corners. My name is Mick Hess, and this was our third in a series of programs I'm calling Local Favorites. The next one will be in 2 weeks, so I hope you can tune in for that. Thanks for joining me today, and I hope you have a great day.